until you become a great being, or younger generations deserve explanations. We have to explain to the students why we are tolerating indoctrination. Why are we tolerating colleges not only robbing people of their savings and earnings, but also forcing students to take out loans that cannot be forgiven by bankruptcy? Permanent loans, lifelong debt, most of which is interest. We owe an explanation because we know schools are not working, that it is just a dog and pony memorization show. Mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, right? And there are bigger questions yet to be answered. Why are children inheriting their parents' poverty, for one? What have they done to us to begin at such a massive disadvantage? Because those who are stuck in poverty will not be able to become brilliant thinkers. They will be too scared of homelessness and hunger, of dying in the streets, to become the brilliant beings that they really, really are. There is so much unfinished work, so much corruption, so many lies. So much reliance and indoctrination to enslave beautiful minds with trickery. That we can almost say that not a damn thing has changed since old Socrates was murdered for teaching his students how to exit state and religious indoctrination. Therefore, your place in the universe for now is simply to begin where the philosophers left off because their work remains unfinished. You have to continue their work to create a legacy where others can begin where you will leave off. The world, humanity, and above all the future generations need your help. They need your shoulders to stand on. Even Earth needs your help. You are charged with growing all the way up until you become a great being and leave a positive and lasting legacy. To get there, you will have to make room in your mind, or go to a real school if you want to look at it that way. Please set off to cross the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide trails while listening to non-fiction narrated books written by clear-thinking intellectuals who left, or are yet to leave, a worthy legacy. You are not allowed to be so arrogant as to simply have a career when the younger generations are shoved into fake education so that teachers and staff can make a buck, so that students are simply turned into a natural resource. You're not allowed. You can't have a future until they do. You wouldn't want to have a career if you knew that these vile men who sold the world bellow in laughter whilst croaking, "The dunces are beyond all help, and the geniuses will help themselves." They do that right behind your back. They talk like this about your family too. Working hard is nowhere nearly enough for the younger generations. They need your wisdom. They demand a wise view of life. They need you to show them towards the culture of greatness, so that they don't end up as victims of some indoctrination scheme, be it servants, soldiers, workers, Joe Sixpack, and all waiting for Wednesday, or worse. The younger generation needs a clear and present example of powerful great beings, of a generation of powerful great beings. They don't need heroic soldiers in the age of mutually assured destruction. They don't need hard workers. The time for "Hello, teacher, what's my lesson?" is over. You get tricked out of real education. You get tricked into thinking that your GPA defined you, and that books were just too hard for you to read. But your GPA was a lie. It was fixed to keep the teacher under the radar, to make the school look average. The reason why you couldn't read books is because stress makes indoctrination stick better. It's put into use to frighten you with punishment. And that fright, that stress, will prevent you from understanding a book. It will make you a little memorization machine. Mitochondria. The powerhouse of the cell. How embarrassing. Take to the trails. Start at Walden Pond if you can. Head for Mount Katahdin, the northern terminus of the Appalachian Trail. Examine your life. Learn to know thyself. So that not until time comes to die will you realize that you have never lived at all. And then rise. Grow all the way up until you become a great being. Because until you become a great being is all the future has right now.